The latest on Giannis. Nobody knows. He's been upgraded to questionable, and he did complete some on-court work yesterday, but no one knows what that was either. So what it means for the finals and Montreal's last gasp giving life with this panel. Let's go. Where have you been all my life? Feels like I haven't seen it.
Summer tour.
Happy belated birthday, Woody Page.
You too.
Thank you, sir. What a finals. Or if you view it the other way, what? A finals? You have to admit, this is a surreal matchup. No matchup in league history has ever looked like this. Phoenix hadn't made the playoffs the last 10 years. The Bucks have been close, but this roster, outside of the Giannis injury, this roster, they don't have a top 10 pick on their whole team. I saw that in Howard Beck's column today. He called it a mind-boggling matchup. Also called it awesome. We'll talk about that, but first on Giannis, how should the Bucks play this, J.A. Adonde? Upgraded from doubtful to questionable tonight. Who knows for this series? Jay, how should the Bucks play this?
I'd still be cautious. I know they feel like maybe this is a unique opportunity. You look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, all the injuries, the things they had to break their way for them to get here. But this shouldn't be viewed as it. Giannis is only 26 years old, hasn't even entered his prime yet. He's under contract through 2026, signed that extension, made everybody happy. Reward him for rewarding you by treating him with the utmost care. I wouldn't be that desperate to win it all right now.
Wow, you wouldn't? Would you play him tonight?
He hasn't even practiced yet. Maybe if he goes through shoot around, maybe if he can work out, maybe you use the practice court and he can get some time with his teammates. He hasn't even played with his teammates in a week, let alone game.
He hasn't forgot how to play basketball. He's just recovering from, you know, a knee injury. Woody Page, I'll bring you in here. Would you play Giannis tonight?
Yes. I was going to say, he's played with these guys. It's not like he just shows up and he's a stranger from out of town. No, I would play him. I'd Willis Reed him in the game. I'd put him in for the first 5-6 minutes, see how he's tested on the court, whether or not you can proceed with him. But I think it would be an emotional lift to the Bucks. The other players knowing that he's willing to go out there and try it. I mean, you're going to, what, save him for next year and hope that you get back to the finals? No, try it right now. Do the most you possibly can to get him in shape to play for them. And I think you don't wait for the shoot around. You don't wait for before the game. You just put him out there on the court because he knows exactly how to play with all these guys. And I think Lopez and Middleton and Holiday would welcome him being on the court.
Well, I guess there's a couple things at play here, right, Clinton Yates? I mean, the injury looked terrible, but now we know that he has no tears. And it's that he's questionable today. Do you get him back today for game one? Do you wait till game three or game four, or game five? Or do you just say, you know what, we could be here again in the future, other seasons. Let's sit him out for the entire postseason. Clinton?
If he wants to play game one, you let him play game one and you gauge the rest of the series upon that. I just think that if you enter a series with a guy like Giannis, who's so important to the rest of your team, and you just don't have him, you're almost kind of burying yourself off the rip. Look, I don't necessarily know that this team should have been favored before Giannis was questionable. And now that he might not play, I don't think that you can sort of enter this from a competition standpoint and give yourselves a chance. I definitely think you play him if he has the ability to, because he is a difference maker. Ask Vegas, Woody.
News of the day, Giannis upgraded to questionable, Emily Kaplan. Do you play him tonight in game one?
Here's how I play it. I tell every single guy, take as long as Giannis does at the free throw line, and then he'll be there for game two. That's as easy as that.
Oh, she's got jokes.
None of
Emily Kaplan's got jokes, everybody. Okay.
It is. The key to the series, though, is Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, because they were absolutely fantastic being more aggressive offensively when he was out. The key is, okay, if they do play, how can they maintain that when they have the floor general on the court? And I'm not sure how that plays out, so I really think there's a lot of question marks for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Jay Adonde, talk to me about this from the Phoenix Suns' perspective as they go to their first NBA Finals in 25 years plus, and their first playoff matchup, you know, in 10 years. We said that already. What an amazing run they've been on.
And the first finals for Chris Paul, of course. And he has a chance to disprove one of my theories, in that you can't win a championship if a player around my height, 6 feet, is your best player.
Can he control games?
We've seen Chris Paul control games. Can he exert his will on a series? And that's the big question. I think we've only seen a handful of players really under 6'6 win finals MVP. He's the favorite to win finals MVP. Can he pull it off and control things on both ends of the court, exert his will in the series? You know he's going to be the most desperate to win this, and he's going to basically, I think he's going to basically transmit his playoff pain throughout all these young teammates. They haven't suffered playoff pain. He suffered plenty of it. I think he's not going to allow them to have any sort of let up.
Clinton, from Phoenix's perspective, the keys to victory.
It never ceases to amaze me how we get into these conversations about the Suns, and Devin Booker's name is not front and center. The guy's got 7 30-point games this playoffs. He's got 240 burgers. He's shooting over 35%. I mean, he's shooting nearly 35% from the three and over 40% from the floor. If he's cooking, the Bucks don't have a chance, my man. That dude is what makes this team go. I know Paul is the leader, but if Booker fills it up, I don't think Milwaukee's looking at anything other than maybe 5 games.
What do you think?
Suns are going to rise because of Ayton. He's shooting 71%, which has never happened in the shot clock era, going back to Bob Cousy, who was a six-footer, J.A., and he led to a team to a lot of championships with Bill Russell. I just think that Ayton, we talk about Giannis, but Ayton has played against the best centers in the league when they haven't been hurt, and he's done more than any of them during the playoffs. I think he's going to be just outstanding key in this series.
So you're leaning Phoenix, it sounds like, Woody Page. Clinton Yates said Milwaukee be lucky to get to a fifth game. Thank you, Woody, for leaning.
If Giannis can't play at 100% and Devin Booker's cooking like he's been cooking all playoffs, this is going to be a quick one, Milwaukee. Sorry.
Yeah, because of the Giannis uncertainty, give me Phoenix.
Emily Kaplan.
I like Phoenix as well.
Wow. Way to really get us excited for this series, guys. You know, Woody, I'll ask you this, because you've covered the game longer than all of us combined here. This matchup, Howard Beck called it mind-boggling that we got here, but called it awesome that we got here. Is your mind boggled more than usual, or do you think this is an awesome series?
Yes, you're talking about teams that haven't been in the NBA Finals for decades. I think this is such a positive for the NBA. People are saying, well, it's not New York or L.A., but here's what it is. It's a small mid-market teams that are there and reach the finals. That shows you don't have to go through a process in Philadelphia to actually get to the NBA Finals.
Well, we did go through quite a process this offseason with all the attrition. Phoenix is no longer mid-market. I think we can all agree. It's an enormous city. It's in the top 10 in markets in the country. But it's a matchup we've never seen before in NBA Finals history. Got to enjoy that part of it. We'll move on. Last night in Montreal, Canadians surviving that four-minute penalty kill late and then winning the overtime thriller 3-2 on Josh Anderson's second goal of the game. Home fans, finally something to celebrate. And check this out, the goal again. I love this angle of it. Emily Kaplan, was this just Montreal salvaging an awesome home fan moment, or are you saying there's a chance?
Look, there's always a chance. There's a couple things I want to give Montreal credit for. One, interim coach Dominique Ducharme made some really bold lineup changes. They all paid off. Two, Carey Price, for years his peers have said he is the best goalie in the league. He had a .833 save percentage on low danger shots for the first three games of the series. Yeah. You can't go out like that in your first finals. That said, every single person I talk to in hockey has not picked the Montreal Canadiens to come back in the series, and I'm not about to be the first. The last team to do it, 0-3 in the finals, was the 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs. And just keep in mind that the Lightning capitalized on your mistakes. They will do that at home. They've scored 11 goals in the series within 10 seconds of a Montreal turnover. That is insane.
Wow, repeat that for me. They've scored 11 goals in this, so far, 4 games. That's an incredible number of goals. That's 3 goals a game, basically. Within what, 10 seconds?
Within 10 seconds of a Montreal turnover.
Jay Adande, how do you follow that up? what did you see last night in Montreal's win?
Well, it wasn't within 10 seconds, but within about 4 minutes of Montreal going ahead in the third period, they came back and tied that up, and then Montreal was in panic mode, right? It's basically understood that another goal would end the Stanley Cup Finals, and they've managed to get through 14 minutes of that and 4 minutes of overtime. But you just wonder the cumulative effect that'll happen of playing desperate, you know, survival mode for all these minutes. And every time you get into the third period now, and if it's a tied or one goal game, you're going to be in that effect. They already had to go through that in the first round being down 3-1. I just think that catches up to you the same way it caught up with, say, the LA Clippers being down 2-0 in every series. You saw by the end of the conference finals, they had nothing left. Montreal is going to be in that same state.
Seeing it play out in Montreal last night, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it, Woody Page? Yeah, so they get the win last night. Does it mean anything? What does it mean to you?
It means the Habs' last stand, and it's a great one. I mean, consider that Anderson scored a goal in overtime after Price had played his best game of the entire playoffs of his career, and to do it at home and finish the season there in Canada for all time, I think it's a great accomplishment. No, they're not going to go ahead. You liked what was said earlier? Let me give you this one. Tampa Bay has not lost in 2 years, 13-0 after losing a game. They're going to make it 14-0, so it doesn't go farther than the next.
Also a very good stat, Woody Page and Clinton Yates.
Yeah, it was a particularly special night in Montreal as well because of the way the playoffs are set up this year. They had to beat the rest of Canada in order to get there, which was pretty cool overall because that's what matters to them. Also, though, the Bolts are just too good. If you got guys like Tyler Johnson lighting the lamp, you're just not going to be able to come back against that team. Not only are they 13-0 in next games, they did it this season against the Isles. They did it last year, too, against the Stars in the Stanley Cup Final. They're not losing this series.
Sounds like somebody spoke a little French in the home there, Clinton Yates. Very, very.
Bien sûr, mes amis.
Can we talk about the Tampa mayor for a second?
What I would like is for the Lightning to take it a little bit easy, to give the Canadians just the smallest.
So that's what she said before the game yesterday.
And bring it back.
See, she was saying she hoped
the Emily Arena.
They would lose last night so they could win at home. Is that a sound strategy, Emily?
This is a woman who has never played competitive sports in her life. It is the freaking Stanley Cup. Now one player in the Lightning wanted to win.
Don't, Jay. Tempt fate, karma.
No, you're totally wrong. Guys. She played volleyball and basketball at the University of Tampa.
Whoa.
Set records.
How do you know that, Woody?
This is Woody. Hall of Fame. She knows all about
this
sports.
This idea is worse than
she's
Tampa
not a good
Bay.
Competitor.
All right, that's it. I need a break. Fire yourself now.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Buy or sell in a second, but first a score reset. I believe Ms. Emily Kaplan had besmirched the good name of Tampa Mayor Jane Castor. You said someone who's predicting or hoping for a loss for their home team has never played a sport before. She's in the University of Tampa Hall of Fame as Woody Page for volleyball and basketball. As Woody Page already knew somehow, she is the mayor of Tampa. She came up with that name, Titletown Tampa. Has Emily Kaplan going the wrong way? Buy or sell now, let's talk. Dave Roberts says he doesn't expect Trevor Bauer back when his paid administrative leave expires Friday. There's the possibility for a second week of paid leave through the All-Star break, but there's no strict order of things here. As we discussed that, I think you'd all agree there's a slightly different tone this week, and I like your view on that, compared to last week when the sexual assault allegations against Bauer came out and Roberts said it's out of the team's hands. Pasadena Police Department investigation is ongoing. Clinton Yates, are the Dodgers of baseball handling this properly?
I think they're following the rules, but that doesn't mean that they're doing the right thing. I didn't love the fact that when this came down to a decision, Dave Roberts said, well, it's above me. He's starting regularly as he could on Sunday. I don't love the fact that Trevor Bauer is still getting paid to ostensibly not play baseball. Overall, I just don't like how that feels in terms of what its message it sends to victims and everybody else. And also, more locally, it put a real pall on the proceedings when the Dodgers went to the White House to be able to celebrate their last title. The whole thing to me just does not feel right, and I'm going to trust my gut on that.
Woody Page.
I don't care whether he's paid or not. He should be not able to play until the investigation's over. So maybe baseball is doing the right thing by investigating it, but the Players Association and a team should decide that he sits aside until the investigation is complete. Then he can come back or not at all.
The allegations of sexual assault, the investigation is ongoing. Jay Adande, in matters like this, you often hear innocent until proven guilty. How do you believe baseball and the Dodgers have handled it?
And you might not like the process by which they're doing it. You might not like the speed with which they handled it. But the bottom line is I think we're in the right place and that he's not playing for the Dodgers right now. I don't know who wants to see him playing for the Dodgers with all of this looming unresolved. And maybe there's matters of protocol that can be changed and altered. But if you're the players union, do you want to give the commissioner unlimited power? Do you want to put this more in the team's hands? I think we've gotten to the right place, even if it was awkward the way in which we did.
And we've gotten to a place even where Bauer has not appealed his time away from the team. Emily Kaplan, I'll bring
you. He could have made it messier, and he did not.
Yeah, this leave that he's on, it's collectively bargained. And to me, 6 years ago, before this domestic violence policy didn't exist, he would still be pitching because this is a really complicated case. It involves murky issues of consent and slut shaming, quite frankly, and kink shaming. But the fact that he is not pitching right now shows progress for MLB because these allegations are not what a lot of society views as textbook of sexual assault allegations, but that doesn't mean that it's any less harmful.
Buy or sell two, baseball's all-star roster. Do you guys know how many players make the all-star team, by the way? Anyone for a point? 67!
Jeez.
And this year, there are 34 first-time all-stars, which is amazing. So it's more than half making their first all-star game, but only one is a pitcher and a hitter, Shohei Ohtani. Woody, he's coming to your city. How significant is it all?
Biggest thing since the Rolling Stones were here 2 years ago. I believe that when you had the first All-Star game and you had Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, and Mark McGwire, this is bigger than that. He has a possibility for a trifecta. Win the home run derby, be the winning pitcher in the game, hit the winning home run. What more could you ask for? This
sure
is a dream come true.
Setting the bar pretty high there, Woody. Jay Adande, how about you?
I love that he's all in on all aspects of All-Star Weekend. It reminds me of when Damian Lillard a few years ago participated in all five events, the modern pentathlon at NBA All-Star Weekend. But in this case, Ohtani is the marquee attraction of the whole weekend, and he's trying to maximize it. I love it. They should just have him do everything. First base, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny. Third base, Bugs Bunny. That's how it should be for Shohei Ohtani in the All-Star game.
Hey, thank you. Emily Kaplan.
It's a big deal because the only comp we have for this guy is Babe Ruth. And only Babe Ruth, he played two ways for only 218 games, and then he decided, oh, it's too taxing. I can't be effective at both. In this age of specialization, we want everybody to be the best at something. But the fact that he can be really, really great at two things and enjoy those two really, really great things, to me, is peak greatness. And I cannot wait to see him out there smiling doing both.
Clint Yates.
Buying every single part of this. This is his American coming out party because of the regionalized situation with baseball. Not a lot of people get to see him live and watch him move every second. It's fantastic. And lastly, not only can he hit, not only can he pitch, we need a base running competition in the All-Star Weekend, big leaguers. That's what Ohtani does really well that people forget about. I would love to see that.
That's a great idea. I like the idea of that. A skills competition. Have outfielders try to throw guys out at the plate or do the Tom Amansky when they throw it into that bucket, you know?
Double running.
Jane Castor can
Damon
enter if you want.
Oh, Emily, you've gone back to Jane Castor. You're talking about Shohei doing two things great. She's Castor, I believe.
Not a hockey player.
Basketball
person.
And volleyball, Hall of Fame. You said she never played athletics. You didn't say hockey. Oh, this is going to kill your scoring average on the day your dad came to the set to watch you do Around the Horn. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. David Kaplan. and Jay Adande taking a back seat. Clint Yates, Woody Page, showdown. 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, we're going to tell you about a great man, and it's a loss for the Royals family. This is George Gorman, who passed away at the age of 96. Well, that's a great life, 96 years. There's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize for the timing.
Nick Castellanos has a particular set of skills that makes him a nightmare for eulogies and other solemn oaths spoken during baseball broadcasts, all right? He hits a home run versus the Royals yesterday. You may recall there was a home run versus the Royals to the same spot last year. Clinton, what is the lesson here?
Perfect timing. Interesting fact, he also hit his first pro homer on the night that the U.S. raided Osama bin Laden, where he was, so his timing is excellent. But as for the broadcaster, he did it right. He stuck to the script and nailed it. Good job out of everybody involved.
Well, I think there was no lesson learned here, that it was an honor. George A. Gorman will always be remembered because he was on national TV and honored because of his service.
That's wonderful. That's good point, Woody Page, but Castellanos during the raid of bin Laden as well. That was information I had no idea about. Point to Clinton Yates. Showdown 2, the U.S. national team 4, Mexico 0 in those new jerseys. Look at that shot there with the sun setting. That's beautiful. This goal that didn't count. All right, this is just unbelievable to me. Horan, one touch to Lavelle. To O'Hara, two touches to Heath. One touch to Horan, one touch to Lavelle. One touch to Lloyd, one touch to Heath. Two touches to Perez, two touches, goal. But no goal because of an inadvertent whistle? Really? Woody, what was the best part of this?
The passing game. When you have six players involved and you have eight passes before the goal, particularly that last pass that set it up, that was the best part.
I loved Pino's high kick, but the term you're looking for there, Woodrow, is champagne football. That's what we call that. It was a glorious play. The over-officiating of the game is a whole other matter, but that was...
Yeah, I mean, the inadvertent whistle blew it. It's just unbelievable. But Clinton Yates, take us to FaceTime.
I'd like to speak to the situation involving U.S. sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson. Basically, what happened was when she found out that her mother had passed away from a reporter, she decided to medicate by using marijuana, which is apparently a banned substance, according to USADA. That is a problem. Not to mention the issue going on with black folks in their hair, with swim caps and all that. Stop using anti-black measures to take athletes out of competitions, y'all. It's not fair.
We'll see you tomorrow.